Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We traded both sides of unchanged today for corn and soybeans. We settled today about even in the corn and higher in old crop beans, July up 5 3/4 at $14.99. Significantly off the highs, though. The high was $15.11 3/4 for July, and to close around $15, that's a pretty big sell-off. But also keep in mind that $15 is 22 cents off today's low. Looking at November beans closed in the red, down 6 cents. And wheat futures under pressure across the board here as they continue to slide. That July Chicago wheat has a gap at $6.10, which a lot of people are looking for that to hit. The low today was 6.16, and it looks like it's going to close around 6.20 for July Chicago wheat. Kansas City wheat down to 4 to 5 cents. We had some harvest happening in the southern Oklahoma here, southwest Oklahoma. Not a lot of very good yields, but it is going on slowly but surely. And that's happening here. That will continue to move north and to get into better yields, I think, once they hit northwest Oklahoma to Kansas. But for now, the wheat harvest is looking pretty negative. Other than that, we have the crop progress and first round of crop conditions for corn this afternoon, which we'll talk about here in a second.
We'll have more market analysis
for Oklahoma
right
pork
after
producers.
This.
Bringing high quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
This afternoon, we have the crop progress
Justin,
and conditions report.
What else were the traders looking at today?
Which will be released at 3 p.m. Central Time. We're expecting some numbers for the corn planting to be around 94% to 95% planted. The five-year average is 95%, so we're right in line. At this point, it's essentially considered planted as a crop, so we're good to go there. Soybeans, we're looking for 75% planted, some as high as 80% this year, or this time of year. We normally have about 70% to 71%, so we're actually ahead of schedule on the soybeans. Spring wheat planted number 85%. Expected, we're 88% the normal. The other half of the report, the corn condition, it'll be the first round of corn condition report. Most estimates are around 70% good to excellent. The average is 69% for the first year. We're also expecting winter wheat conditions to slightly improve to 32%, which has been a drag. This will be the first improvement in a long time. We also had exports this morning. Came in solid for corn at 38.4 million bushels or 976,000 metric tons. So that was a little positive. For wheat, it was 515,000, middle of the range. And for beans, 156,000, slightly over the range.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In the markets, at June live cattle finishing down a dime at 137.70. August feeder cattle up 52 at 197.57. June lean hogs down 22 at 113.12. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat down 4 1/4 and at 7.18 3/4. September Chicago corn up 1 1/4 at 4.59 1/4. July soybeans up 7 1/4 at 15.5. And July cotton up 21 at 86.48. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.